Yeah, so I want to talk to you a little bit there at the Balamur and the Ravid. They're outbound a little bit. We have in the Gemara that the Gid Omer Rav said that Mekadesh Mishay Shoyis Lumayla is Enem Mekudeshes because Sister Chametz is also Bano. Certainly after Chatzai Sister Chametz is also Bano and Shayim Sun Shashish is also Tzasa Bano. So this is really a Gemara later on in the beginning of Kol Shah. Telling Kol Chamish. Echon Kol Chamish, telling Kol Arba, Kol Shah. Echon Kol Arba, telling Kol Chamish, we start from a Tchila Shesh. Akapon, it says in Agamar, the Chamitz of Sabana, after Chatzos, and Shashish is Midra Abana, and Mimela, she's Enem Kodeshes, member of Rav, and likewise, he had a member of Rav Yudom Rav that Abaydik Tzorach Shiavatel B'Shas Abdika and the Gemara says, why only B'Shas Abdika? Why not do the Bittul the next day? So Gemara says, you'll forget. Why not do the Gibbittul B'Shas Beer? Then it's ready also B'Hano. So therefore, Rav held, the only time you could do Bittul is by night. Not the point. In Agamar, it says that Chometz after Shoshishis, from Shoshishis and on, the Rabbonon, and from Chatzos Midaraisa, Chometz is also not only Be'achila, but it's also Be'ano. But it's a member of Rav, two members of Rav. So the Baal HaMor says a chiddush. The Baal HaMor says that La'alocha, he doesn't think the whole Gemara is La'alocha. Because he says, Rav is L'shitosa. This is Machlekes Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Shimon, later on in Kol Shah. This is Machlekes Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Shimon. What's the halacha of Chometz L'fnei Zmane and La'acha Zmane? Rav says that Chometz lifnei zmane and la'achas zmane. Sorry, Rabbi Yehuda says. Machlokes is Tanoim, Rabbi Yehuda Rav Shimon. Rabbi Yehuda says that Chometz, not only is there a lav to eat Chometz on Pesach, but there's a lav to eat Chometz she'over alova Pesach. To get the pasuk ready, and there's a lav to eat Chometz erev Pesach after Chatzos. There's also lav le'soichel olov Chometz. Rav Shimon is chalak. Rabbi Shimon says that there's no lav to eat chometz after Pesach. Chometz all over Pesach is only the Rabbanon. That mean is that it's only Yiddish chometz. It's a knas the Rabbanon because you everybody Rabbi Motzei, they constitute the chometz is also after Pesach. Lefi Rabbi Yehuda, the Gemara at least it's machlekes in the Gemara, but the Gemara at least says it's sad to say that there's of chometz all over Pesach might apply even to goyish chometz. And even according, and if not, maybe it's because also that the lav after Pesach is only for Yiddish chometz. But Akoponim, Rabbi Yehuda holds that Chomet Sholom HaPesach is a din deraisa. Shimon says Chomet Sholom HaPesach is only a knas derabbanon. Same thing, Erev Pesach. Rabbi Yehuda says Chomet Erev Pesach, Achilas Pesach, to eat Chomet Erev Pesach after Chatzos is a lav, the Seichel of Chomet. And Rabbi Shimon doesn't have that lav. After Pesach, Rav Paskins, more says later, that Rav Paskins like Rabbi Yehuda, that Chomet Sholom HaPesach is a deraisa. La'alocha, the Gemara Paskin is not like Rav. Chomet Sholom HaPesach is only the Rabban, the Knas the Rabban. So many Rishonim hold, the Baal HaMor among them, that whatever you hold about the Machlekes Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Shimon after Pesach, the same thing is that determines what you hold about the Machlekes Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Shimon Koidim HaPesach. In other words, it's a package deal. Rabbi Yehuda says Chomet is Belav before Pesach and after Pesach, even though it's two different drushes. But still, that's the Shita Rabbi Yehuda. And Rabbi Shimon says that both of them are Derabbanan. That Rabbi Shimon says there's no Lafer before Pesach, and there's no Lafer after Pesach, and after Pesach, it's only a Knas Derabbanan. Kodem Pesach, what's Midrabbanan? We'll see. But a Kabbanim, after Pesach, it's only a Knas Derabbanan. So, Mimela, if you pass like Rabbi Yehuda, Rav passing like Rabbi Yehuda, presumably passing like Rabbi Yehuda for both in both in Yonim. The Gemara says Taloch is like Rabbi Shimon. The Baal HaMor assumes that halacha is like Rav Shimon for both in Yonah. Therefore, says the Baal HaMor that la halacha we pass in like Rav Shimon, that Chomet Sholom HaPesach is only a knas derabbanan, and it is not, it's not a lav, and Kainim HaPesach there's also no lav. Now, you should note just the idea that the Rambam says that the two things, the two separate issues, la halacha, just because we pass in like Rav Shimon after Pesach, that doesn't mean we have to pass in like Rav Shimon Kainim HaPesach. And the Rambam, in fact, paskins that Chometz Sholom HaPesach is only Knas Derabbanan like Rav Shimon, as the Gemara paskins. But Kainim HaPesach, the Rambam holds, there we revert to the normal rule, which is Rabbi Yehuda and Rav Shimon, that loch is like Rabbi Yehuda. therefore, kind of a Pesach, the Rambam passes that there is a lav. Loisoich alav chametz. A person eats chametz after chatzos. According to the Rambam, you violate the lav of loisoich alav chametz. Nisr achilu deraisa. And to win the Rambam, the who did this nisr hanomi deraisa goes together. It's also about achilu deraisa. It's also about hanomi deraisa as well. But the Balamor and all the Rishonim that we're going to be discussing, the Balamor, the Raiva, the Ramban, they all assume that since the Gemara's passing is beferish like Rav Shimon after Pesach, so Halacha is like Rav Shimon Penim at Pesach as well. So that therefore launches the Balamor into his Chiddush. And he says, Agamara that says that Chomets, that Chomets, after Chatzos, and Beshoch Hamishis, and Beshoch Shishis Midrabonim, Agamara that says that Chomets, Erev Pesach is also Bahano, that's Rav Lushitosu that he passes like Rabbi Yehuda. That there's a lav of Achilles Pesach. There's a lav to eat chametz Erev Pesach. And since it's a lav to eat chametz, so the melee, it's also to be netted from the chametz because it goes together. Hagam, Balamor doesn't speak this out. Hagam, maybe you have to speak out. The Gemara in the beginning of Kolsho has a machlokes Rabbi Yehuda and Chizkiyo. How do you know that chametz is also Bahano? The Torah says that you're not allowed to eat chametz. Where does the same Torah not allowed to be nana from chametz? So Rabbi Yavon says, because leisoichel always means a serano. And Cheskia says that it's from the diyuk haloshen. Leisoichel doesn't mean normally I'm not. The hint here it says lo ye ochel chametz. It doesn't say lo yechel chametz. It says lo ye ochel, lo ye heboi, lo ye heilachob, lo ye heter achilo. So that's mashman iser hanah. Yeah. So, the Gemara is busy. What's the Nafkaminis for Rabbi Yonah in the Cheskel? We don't find anybody should say Nafkaminis for Erev Pesach after for Erev Pesach. That if it says the Nafkaminis should be for Erev Pesach, that if it's by Erev Pesach, it doesn't say Loyach. It says Loyseichel Olav Chametz. So, Bishnu, according to Rabbi Yavoh, Loyseichel means Hano. But according to Cheskel, Loyseichel doesn't mean Hano. Only Loyachel means Hano. So on Pesach, it says, lo yeochel chametz. Erev Pesach, it only says, leiseichel olav chametz. So mechatesh, it means hanah. But after we show you speak out in Kol Shoh, that since the Torah is megala, that chametz and Pesach is also not only b'achil, but b'ano, the lashon of lo yeochel. So in Mele, whenever we find an Israel achil of chametz, even on Erev Pesach, it doesn't say the lashon exactly of lo yeochel, but it's a gilei milsa that the Israel achil of Pesach includes an Israel hanah. So therefore, Rav L'shitosai, says the Balamor, Rav L'shitosai, since he passes like Rabbi Yehuda by chametz or over love of Pesach, that it's the deraisa. So likewise, package deal. Rav passes like Rabbi Yehuda kain and Pesach, and therefore there's an itzer the deraisa of achilas Pesach after chatzos, and shashishis and they extend to the shashishis midrabanan, and this achilas is also b'hano. So the mele Rav the shitosi holds that you cannot be mekadosh if you're mekadosh with chametz ainu mekudeshes, erev Pesach. But we don't pass like that. We pass like Rav Shimon. That Erev Pesach, there's no Yisr Achilu. So why should she be any Mekodeshes? Balamor goes on. And he says, Agam, that Lo Matzinu, that Rav Yehuda and Shimon argue about Tashbisu. Some of they both agree that Erev Pesach after Chatzos is an essay of Tashbisu. The Lashon of Balamor, it's important, Lashon got it. The lashon of Balamor is that leMatzino shecholok Rav Shimon al medrash ach biyemarisha in tashbisu soim ubatechen ach cholok inami desiv leSishkat haChomets dam zivchi. If you remember, we had a machlekes Rishonim. The Gemara brought. The Gemara brought a limud from Leisishchet al Chomets Dam Zivchi. The Gemara wanted to know, how do you know Erev Pesach after Chatzos? How do you know Tashbisu is after Chatzos? So the Gemara brought, it's one day, Acholot, the Gemara brought from Rava that it's learned out from Leisishchet al Chomets Dam Zivchi, from the Zman, in the Zman Shchitas HaPesach. That Achleikas Yishayim, is that a Gili Milsa in Tashbisu? Or is it a separate lav by itself? Leisishchet al Chomets Dam Zivchi means not to, to be mashmish chametz after in this man shchitas haPesach. We saw the Shagasari once say it's a separate lav. It's a lav by itself. It's an independent lav. Paisa says it's a gila milsa. Shagasari says that it's an independent lav. I mean, it's an alternate lav besides tashbisu. The Torah said another lav that leisisha kacham is dam zifri. Maybe that's what it means. It's not mashma to me that he means or another source in Torah that there's nisra hashbosar Pesach is from Lishisha Tachon Dam Zivri, that Shagasai. Maybe it's in the Echreya. Anyway, Akoponim, says the Baal Amor. Let's not get distracted. Says the Baal Amor, Rav Shimon agrees there's an essay of Tashbisul. That's the bottom line. Yeah, an essay of Tashbisul there is, but that doesn't mean there's an Estrachila. Minat Torah, you have to be mashbis chametz. But that doesn't preclude eating the chametz. And in fact, says the Baal HaMor, Ein lecha hashbasa gdol lemizul. That's the best hashbasa. According to Rav Shimon, from Chatzos Erev Pesach, you have to be mashbis to chametz. Erev Pesach after Chatzos, you have to be mashbis to chametz. It's mashbis that the hashbasa has to be done after Chatzos. The hashbasa you do after Chatzos. And he said, okay, but that's not an Yisrael Chil. Forget. You can be mashbis by eating it. And the hashbasa go to the mizu. Then he goes back there and he says, so that's chiddush number one of, or maybe we can count it as chiddush number two. Chiddush number one of the Baal HaMor is that Rav Lishitosi holds like Rabbi Yehuda, we pass in the Kabshim. Okay. We pass in the Kabshim. So Erev Pesach, according to Rav Shimon, there's no lav of eating chametz. Not like the Rambam passes like Rabbi Yehuda Erev Pesach. The Baal HaMor, and this he shares with the Rav and the Ramban, they all passing like Rav Shimon Erev Pesach, there's no lav for achilas chametz. There's an essay of Tashbisu. That's not special to the Baal HaMor, that all these Rishonim that we're talking about now. Then the Baal HaMor goes further and he says that he thinks that Tashbisu itself does not imply an Isser Achil. There's a lot of this for sure now, but he says he doesn't even think there's an Isser essay. And the Torah says Tashbisu. Tashbisu doesn't mean an Isser Achil. Taket. Tashbisu could be done al yidei Achil. Ein lechash posuk, do lemizu. So there's an essay of Ashbosa, but there's no Israel and Koskin, there's no Israel. And he goes on, he says, Avalakatila Eloy Lahash Oisoi, Mishenichnus of Shoshishis, the Kaimoli Mitzis Tashpisu, Mitril Shoshvis, Mitzila Chok. The Hom also was Yag. But it's a shihi you have. It's also to be mashed the chametz. Why is it also to be mashed the chametz? Any lashayse. In other words, in ishish, there's a mitzvah of tashbisu. There's no isra achilu. You could be mekayim tashbisu al yedei achilu. But you can't leave the chametz lying around till the end of the day. Why not? So the Baal HaMor doesn't spell it out, but the chayri means mikayach the essay of tashbisu itself. The essay of tashbisu means that you're not allowed to be mashit, because kol rega that you mash the chametz, you're over the issur, you're over the essay of tashbisu. We'll see in the Raya another possibility that maybe this Bali Rabbi Matzi, but the Balamor doesn't say a word about Bali Rabbi Matzi. The pasuk in the Balamor is there's no Bali Rabbi Matzi. The same as no Srachilo, there's no Bali Rabbi Matzi. Exactly.
Is Rabbi saying that according to Balamor there will be an issue there? Is Shehi Midrabana or there Isa in Pashbisu?
He's talking about their Isa. Shoshishis is Midrabana. The Lush of the Balamor, you say in front of you, the Lush of the Balamor is. First, he says that you're allowed to eat it. You're not allowed to be mashit because from chatzos you have a mitzvah tashbisu. So maybe you're not allowed to be mashit. And then he is that. And in Shashishis, the Rabbanu added it, even Shashishis shouldn't be mashed with the Chametz. So move over Balamor, that Tashbisu makes an Isser Shehir from Chatzos. Then this is a Machalikus that we saw several times. Machalikus Achayim, Machalikus Yishayim, maybe. When the Torah says Tashbisu, assuming there's no Bari Rabbi Matzi, again, the Balamor says there's no Zeichet to Bari Rabbi Matzi, there's no Achilo, there's no Isser Achilo, there's no Isser Ano, there's no Bari Rabbi Matzi, all there is what it says is Tashbisu. So if Tashbisu says yes, and this man of Tashbisu, the Balamor holds at least this, as many Rishonim do, is after Chatzos. Rashi Shita says this man of Tashbisu is cutting Chatzos. Different world. But the Balamor holds this man of Tashbisu is after Chatzos. Yeah, even in Rashi, there is a Tashbisu after Chatzos too, but we're not learning Rashi. But the Balamor holds this man of Tashbisu is after Chatzos. So what does that mean? Does that mean I have the whole afternoon to do Tashbisu? It's reason makdimim. It's probably better to do it as soon as possible. But you don't violate the essay by waiting till 4 o'clock. What does it mean that since this zman tashbisu is from chatzai, it's called a rega that you're not mashbis the chametz. You're violating the essay. So some machlekes the slach in the mogen avrom. The slach holds. I think it's on chav chesam based on the thesis. Pesach says, according to Yosef Glili, that there's no Isser Hano on Pesach after Chatz. There's no Isser Hano on Chometz. Pesach says, you could be paid the Chometz. Let's leave that aside. I don't want to overcomplicate things. But Slach holds that there's no, that Tashbisu gives you the whole afternoon. Pesach itself, you can't be mashing the chametz even for a moment because of Bar Yom Ha'Motzei. But Tashbisu, if Erev Pesach, all you have is Tashbisu. Tashbisu is the whole afternoon. So you could do it at 1 o'clock, 2 o'clock, 3 o'clock. You have the whole afternoon to be mashing the chametz. The Magen Avraham, I think it's Tochman Dal, the Magen Avraham says that, he says, Beferish, the Tashbisu, he says, not like Milo. Milo, you have the whole 8th day. Zrizim Akdim is to do it in the morning. He says, Tashbisu is not the way every second that you're not mashing the chametz, you violate Tashbisu. And I told you many times that the Bicheskel says he thinks it's not like his Rishonim. In the Ozerua, brought the Rivot, that the Rivot would dafka wait till after Chatzos to burn the last Kezayis of Chometz to be Mekayim, the din of Sreifel Rabbi Yehuda. And the Rashi replies, they ask, so how do you know, you don't have an atomic clock, how do you know it's exactly 12 o'clock? Maybe it's really 12:15. For 15 minutes, you're Mevatel the Mitzvah Tashbisu. What do the Rivot think? The Rivot held the whole, you have the whole afternoon. Zriza Makdimim, but he wanted Zriza Makdimim, fine, so that doesn't require, and if you, he had a, again, Zriza Makdimim, he had the consideration that he wanted to be Mekayim, the mitzvah according to Rabbi Yehuda. So the Rebbe Chesel claims Machlokes Rishonim. In Balamor, it says Beferish, like the Rashmi implies, that every second you violate Tashbisu, because he says there's an Issa Shehir, Zriza Makdimim is not an Issa Shehir. You wouldn't call a Mila that you have a Tinuk in it. You wouldn't say there's an issue Shehiya to be Masha Tinuk on the 8th day till the afternoon without Mila. It's Reza Makdimim. But what you see, it's not Mila, it's Reza Makdimim. The Tashbisu contains in itself in this Shehiya because Kol Rega Verega Yimavatl Mitzvah Tashbisu.
Abby?
Yeah.
So then why would it be only Lechatchila and but Bidiyabed? That doesn't sound right. Wouldn't, how would that fit? And to say that there's an Isra Shehiya Kozman.
What's the lesson of the Chatkila? Yeah, you have a good point. It wasn't lechatchila, it was funny.
Rather, couldn't you say that that's going on shalshishis? Meaning that's midar, meaning
oh, it's lovely.
Shalshishis when
that. No, it's a pleasure. I have a lechatchila, ain't a lechatchila. Oh, maybe you're right. I have a lechatchila, ain't a lechatchila, mishen nichnas al shalshishis. The kaivalim is
when siag happens.
Shalshishis, midasir achvolok. Vechachvolim also le siag shalshishis midar bayim shalay lechatchis. Oh, you're 100% right. The lechatchila is only going on shalshishis. Chatzos, it's already a din deraisa not to be masha. Chachomim said, don't be masha ready from shoshisha. So that's what the Baal HaMor calls lechatchila. But if I decide it's using makdimim, if it's a look at it's using makdimim after chatzos. If it was only a using makdimim, Chachomim wouldn't make a siag. There's no siag on a using makdimim. After chatzos, it's a din. You can't be masha even in a rega because you have a mitzvah teshbusa you're being mevatel. Chachomim said, lechatchila, meaning on the level of Dabona, don't be masha ready from shoshisha. Okay, so therefore, based on this, the Baal HaMor holds that an issa, all you have is Tashbisu. Tashbisu does contain within it an issa shiho, because Tashbisu means as soon as possible. But it does not contain an issa achil or an issa hano, and in fact, it's mutter to do to eat the chametz, because ain't lechash bosa, the dole mizu. Because of this, the Baal HaMor holds that he thinks that if you make kaddish with chametz and erev Pesach, she's mekudeshes. Because it's really mutter b'ana. Rav said she's ainu mekudeshes. Rav l'shitosoi that chometz that he passed like Rabbi Yehuda that there's an isra chilin erev Pesach and we mail an isra hanon erev Pesach. But we don't pass like Rabbi Yehuda. We pass an erev Pesach like Rabbi Shimon. We're not the Rambam. We're like all these. All we pass in like Rabbi Shimon that erev Pesach is erev Pesach. There is no isra chilin. And according to the Baal, and if there's no isra and there's no isra chilin, so mail is mekudeshes. So he says, the Hilkul Chayshin Kiddushin. You think that that is a good Kiddushin? I don't know, it's only Chayshin. It's more than Chayshin. It's Mamish. Chayshin should be Mamish. Mekudesh is more. Chayshin, Lashma Chayshin is funny. It's Hilkul Chayshin in the beginning. He says, Hilkul Chayshin Kiddushin. Then their Balaam goes on and he says, he has another thing. And he says, Allah turns around, though, what he gave with one hand, he takes over with the other. He just got finished saying that Erev Pesach, according to Reb Shimon, there's no Isser Achilo and there's no Isser Anoa, because there's no Lav. All there is Tashbisu and Tashbisu is even Ali Dei Achilo, and Lechash Bosom Dei Lemizu, and therefore she's Mekudeshes. And now he says, but we don't really allow him to eat it. And we don't allow him even to be nana from it. And he has rice in the words later on. No, we're not going to get into it. He has rice. Miachim Chaku cooks. His rice is an Issa Hano, even for him. That we pass in the Kav Shimon and there's no lav, and Tashbisu doesn't really contain within it in the Rechilo. So when I tell you about it's mutter b'achilu b'ano, but he says, but midrash bonner it's lele shemino leivlechel v'lei lehamus, based on his rais and luma. So the obvious question is, so you yourself are agreeing that midrash bonner is also b'ano. So if midrash bonner it's also b'ano, so why is she ain't mukud? Why is it chayshin lekiddushin? That an Issa the Rabbanon is not Mafkia Kiddushin? How could that be? Even according to Rav, Shoshishis is a Rabbanon, and the Gemara said that I'm a Kaddish b'Shoshishis, so I feel like to Kurdanaisis and the Kodeshis. So you see that Issa Anomid Rabbanon is enough to make it to be Mafkia Kiddushin. So maybe we'll say, maybe Al Derech Taisis, that's only when it's a Chad Rabbanon. Like Taisus said, Chomis derabonim and Shoyz deraisa, or Shoyz deraisa and Chomis derabonim. But if you would be Mekadesh, but something which is pure derabonim, Shoyz derabonim with Chomis derabonim, so then it's Chayshin Kiddush. So maybe the Baal HaMor holds that the Israel after Erev Pesach, just shishis, that's called a chadra, it's only a chadra abonim. Chometz and shosh shishis is a chadra abonim. Because you're only it's only a hakoka from after chatzos. But according to Reb Shimon, the whole Erev Pesach is a drabon. So maybe that's cool that it doesn't have a nikkum and a terev b'chal. Maybe within the mahalach of Taisus, that there's a difference between chad drabon and trade drabon, meaning something which is cooler drabon with no tzad derais at all, and something that's drabon but has a tzad derais. So maybe we could say a balamar also such a thing. That the balamar thinks that Vishnu according to Reb Yehuda, so shosh shishis is a siag to chatzos. So that's still cool that it's like an expansion of a deraisa. So it has the din that it's Einam Kodeshes. But according to Reb Shimon, that the whole Erev Pesach is really Mutam and Atayra, and it's just Kuloy Adin Derabanan. The whole Erev Pesach, not only Shashishus. So maybe that's cool, something that's Kuloy Derabanan completely, and she's and it's Einam Kodeshes. That's very difficult to say that because that whole chiluk nechad drabon and trade drabon that comes out of Tosfos Pshat in Hamakadosh Bechitik Kudonaisa, I feel him shashish sulamaylo that it means after chatzos. Shashish sulamaylo means after chatzos. So Rav was only saying if you're Mekadosh with chometz drabon and chometz nuksha, which is drabon and erev Pesach, but it's after chatzos, so it's ainu mekudeshes, ain chayshin lekiddushin. That leads to the question to a diuk: why did Rav only talk about after chatzos? He should have said mitchilas sheish. Must be mitchilas sheish is taka different because then it's a trade drabon. So we have a mokum achiz in the Gemara itself to make such distinctions between different levels of drabon. The Balamor that mash really went that way because the Balamor began that the Rav said a mekadosh b'sheish shoyis u'mayla afilu b'chituk with nice and chayshin u'kiddushin after shikotz v'ariv sal le'lir near lano lismo chalay the Rav l'tamei the shili kav yudah domer chometz b'sheish shoyis u'mayla oivol of minat tayra. He's explaining Rav's memory about Makadosh Bechiti Kodonaisa. He's not going at the Gemara. He's not mentioning the Gemara about Bittul that you can't be Mavatul B'Shoshishis. That's not the Gemara that he's bringing. He's bringing the Gemara about a Makadosh Bechiti Kodonaisa, and he says it's Rav L'Shitosoi that there's a lot there. There's a Mister Achila Erev Pesach. Why does he have to mention that Chacham also l'siag shashishis medivrei? What does it have to do with Mekadosh Bechiti Kudonaisa? Mekadosh Bechiti Kudonaisa is after Chatzos, not in shashishis. Look at the Balamor, like Rashi, that a Mekadosh Bechiti Kudonaisa mishayshayis l'mayla means in shashishis. There's no mokum to be mechalik in a trade rabban or a chad rabban or whatever. Smach for that. You could just make it up. So that's how the kushul duchta. If at the end of the day, it says in the Gemara that if you're Mekadosh, according to Rav, if you're Mekadosh B'Shosh Shishus, which is a Derabonon, ain't Chayshin L'Kiddushin, a Derabonon is enough to be Mekir L'Kiddushin. Now, the Rav was Mekadosh, that Rav Shimon doesn't hold from the Yisra Achilim and Atari after Chatzos. But he agrees that there's a Derabonon after Chatzos. And maybe with the Siak from Shosh Shishus. So this is a Derabonon, L'Sharida L'Lemechav L'Lehonis. So if it's like Shirina Le Mechel Vle Lehonis, that sounds to me like an Isra Hanod Drabon. What does that mean? Le Shirina Le Mechel Vle Lehonis means it's an Isra Achila Drabon and Isra Hanod Drabon. So why is it Chayshin Kiddushin? Why is that different than Shoshishis going to Reb Yehuda? Why is after Chatzos going to Reb Shimon any different than Shoshishis going to Reb Yehuda? So I think the answer has to be that why did they make this Yisra Achila and this Yisra Hanah? The Baal HaMor concedes that even according to Rav Shimon, Le Sharina Le Lemechel Vle Lehonis. Why should it be, first of all, why would they make maybe they sound like, why would they make such a gzeir? What is it as siag to? Tashbisu? Tashbisu can be kaim l'dei achila, en l'chashbosu g'dor l'misu. It's a siag for tonight. We make a siag for tonight. If you're going to let people eat their chametz erev Pesach and eat chametz by night, make a Pesach. Why don't we make a derabbanan? You're not allowed to do malacha erev Shabbos. Because tonight's going to be also malacha. So you shouldn't be able to do malacha every Friday afternoon. It's ridiculous. Everybody knows tonight is Shabbos. Today is Friday. So tonight is Pesach. Today is erev Pesach. Tonight is also eat chametz. Why should there be a siag to Asra Achila and Pesach and erev Pesach? Bishlam according to Rabbi Yehuda, the erev Pesach is within their eyes. So they asked Shoshishis, what do we have to chatzos? But according to Shimon, there's no isyach achil erev Pesach b'chal. The isyach achil chametz is only by night. Why would they make such a siyak? Why would they make such an isyach darabon? Lo sharina le lechatkilo lemeichel v'lo yehal nisba. Never said, Loshna b'alma is also funny. Lo sharina le lechatkilo lemeichel v'lo yehal nisba. You should say, me darabon, it's also b'achil b'ano. I think the partial answer is, if you read the flow of the Balamor, the line before that is that even though all there is tashbisu, but you have to do tashbisu right away. And from tchilas sheva minat Torah, you're not allowed to be mashed the chametz. Every second you're being mevatel tashbisu, and then he adds. I think the pshat is that this thing that we don't allow him to eat it or to be nene from the chametz, it's not a hachoka for the Yisrael Achila that's going to be tonight. Why would I make it? Tonight is Pesach. Why would I make an Yisrael Achila and Erev Pesach? Because up to the Yisrael Achila and Pesach itself. It's a hachoka in the Yisrael Shehiel. There's a thing that you have to get rid of the chametz right away. You have to get rid of the chametz as fast as possible. If we're going to let you eat it or be nana from it, so you might delay in the tashbisu. You plan to serve it for, you want to serve it for lunch, you want to serve it for a snack. You're going to keep the chametz around if you're allowed to eat chametz the whole afternoon. If you're allowed to be nana from the chametz the whole afternoon, and you have a pile of every place. Why should you have to? You don't like mashing. You don't like potatoes. You want to eat chametz in the afternoon. You till 3 o'clock, 4 o'clock, 5 o'clock. You want to eat chametz the whole afternoon. So you're going to keep the chametz around in order to have it, in order to eat it the whole afternoon. So chametz said, no, we want you to get rid of it right away. So therefore, we asked it. We say, we're not going to let you eat it. We're not going to let you be nana from it. It's nothing to do with the Yisrael Achilas chametz per se. It's a chizuk in the Yisrael Shehiel. Get rid of it as soon as possible. Don't keep it around to eat it. Don't keep it around to be nana from it. So that's what they only eat. That's why they don't let you eat it. I think that's possible to have in the Balamar. So Nela Zemba, I think that opens up the door to say that maybe this kind of Isra HaNoah is not Mafkir Kiddush. Here maybe we'll say it like Reb Shimon Raid, Reb Shimon Dikir Raid. That that Isra HaNoah is not, it doesn't have Dine Moment, it's not Shaloi or it's any Bishul, whatever exactly is, but that's the thing that Isra HaNoah is not considered to be Shaloi. Or it's not considered to be reshut, so it loses its dinim mamon. It's not because of the mitzvahs that I can't eat it, or the mitzvahs that I can't be nana from it. It still has a dinim mamon. A guy would be happy to have it. To a guy, it has a dinim mamon. If an etzim has a dinim mamon, it's a din in the Isra HaNoah. The Isra HaNoah, the Isra HaNoah, it contains within itself that the Isra HaNoah makes it that it's not, that it has no Shabbos, or that it has no dinim mamon, or it's not shaloi. Whatever the repercussions are. Various theories of what exactly happens to in the Sarana. Whatever it is that happens to us in the Sarana that affects the Din Mammon, that it's what the Gemara calls Lab Bishusei Koi. Rashi says it means Eina Shaloi. Others say it means Eina Bishusei. Whatever exactly it is. But it's a result, according to Reb Shimon, it's a result not of the Balabatish fact that I can't eat it, that I can't be nana from it. Because there are billions of people in the world who could eat it and could be nana from it. That doesn't take away its din moment. What takes away its din moment is, since to me it's also bano, or to the woman who's been the kabbalah kedushin, is going to be also bano. So isra no, it doesn't have a din moment for me. With something which is also to me bano, I don't have it in a din moment. But that's a din. The din there, I say, and if it's isra no, me derabonon, so it's a din derabonon, but it's a din. That's only true with things that are also be'achilo mitzad atzmon, that they're also be'achilo. They have in them an isra achila and isra no. But Chometz Erev Pesach, according to Reb Shimon, it doesn't have an Isra Achila Mitzad Atzmai. The Chometz, not a Chetz of Chometz, it's also Achila. I don't, the Chazal don't let me eat it because they want me to get rid of it as quickly as possible. They don't want me to delay. So in order to make sure that I'm not going to have a motive to delay, they said, don't eat it, don't be nana from it, just get rid of it. But that's not called the Isra Bechetz, that doesn't have the effect that it's Makir from it, it didn't mum. So Meres is Mekudeshes. That I think that's the sheet to the bottom line. Because that's a funny thing. The Ramban points this out in the Mechamis at the end. The Ramban says, Rav in the Gemara said two things. He said, we have a member of Rav that ain't a Mekudeshes. Mekadesh Bechita Kudanaisa. Afilu B'Shoshishis B'Mailo. It's ain't a Mekudeshes. So that's the bottom line. It's the Feirish Rav L'Tamei that he holds like Rav Yehuda. It's not L'Halacha. He's focused on the roof, but the roof brings it L'Halacha. It's interesting. The rabbi had another member in the Gemara. Abaydik Tzor Sheyavatel. And the Gemara is, why Abaydik Tzor Sheyavatel? Bimavatel B'Shaz Bir. Bimavatel B'Shaz Shishas. You won't forget then. Why do you have to do it after B'Shaz Bir? Do it B'Shaz Bir. So the Gemara answered that it's too late. To do it in the morning, you're going to forget. To do it B'Shaz Bir, it's too late. It's already Shaz Shishas. It's already also Banah. But according to the Balamar, yeah, Rav L'Tamei. But lehalocha, it's not really also bano. It has a din mamon. I could be mekadesh with it. If I be mekadesh and isha, should be mekudeshes. If I could be mekadesh and isha with it, lechayra, I could be mevatel it. If it has enough din mamon that I can be mekadesh it, that I can be mekadesh and isha, then lechayra should have enough din mamon that I should be able to be mevatel it. So why do you have to be vodik? Why is that vodik tzorach shevatel? Be mevatel b'shasabir. So the Balamar should be masking that riff. When the Rif said that I believe Sarah Shivat, the Balamar should have said, it doesn't have to be B'Shaz Bdiko. Could be in the morning too.
Rabbi the Ramban answers?
Ramban answers, the very end of the Ramban. I mean, he's not so American. But he says, the very last lines in the Ramban, he says, Teda, the kindly Kev Yehuda Dom Rabbi that Sir Shabbat Lamiyadim, Umid Avidal did not forget. The whole thing of Rav, that you can't be, that Rabbi that Sir Shabbat, why Dafka Habaydik, why not in the morning, why not Peshaz Beer, is because of Rav Gidl. Kedak Shin Lei Vavat Te Beshis, Super Kidl Lei Mishum, Rav Gidl. Let's do it right, Shia Locha Psukka. That's a right, that we talk about, that Rav Gidl is La Halacha. Because the whole din they have that Rabbi Yisrael Shevatel is built in Rav Gidl at B'Shosh Yishus, there's no din moment. I think that's what he means. I mean, the Balamor, maybe the Balamor is chayil kanat too. Maybe the Balamor holds that's also not lahaloch. So, because that is not, that the Balamor didn't say. Why was he masik in that? That Missy could say, I don't know, it's a wild mashal. We saw Rashi brought, the Rosh brought from Rashi, from the Piskei Rashi, that the minhag was that they would do bittul b'tchilas shos shishis when they burnt the chametz. The first of the Rosh says that b'tchilas shos shishis can't be, it must be seif shos chamishis. And then we also saw how plumter, what was the minhag? Was the minhag only to be merat in the morning? Or no, the merat levad b'shas dika. But for good measure, you might buy some chametz in the morning. So they also added the another bittul, like the ritual was like that. They also added another bittul when they burnt the chametz. Besides shor chamish. But not so clear what the minhag by Rashi was. You know, that's what the ritual said. Chayim nog ritual. That's what the ritual did. But we were not sure. Like the Yukum Soisrim and the other Rishonim is in the Rav Yoel's mashma. But that's all that they did. They just did a bittul in the morning. It's just as good you could be able to do a bittul in the morning. Well, I have to do a bittul in the morning. What do you mean? The Gemara says that they're going to forget in the morning. El might be misakim b'shas beer, but you might be b'yom mivar b'shas shishis, and b'shas shishis is too late to be mivar. Yeah, we saw Bach that maybe the minig was to be to the minig now that they have a minig to do the bittul b'shah seif chushal chamishis. So the minig was also to only be served for seif chushal chamishis and not to wait for shal shishis to be served. But ulai yesh loimar that Rashi says the minig was to fill shal shishis. Maybe that was not the minig. Maybe they held like the balamor that la halacha you could be misakin. The Gemara says you have to be mivatel. B'shas b'dika, and you can't be mevatel. You can't make the bittul b'shas habir because b'shas habir it's already going to be also b'hano. That's if all like Rabbi Yehuda, but halacha we hold like Rabbi Shimon. So chametz, even if it's also b'hano, it's only a siag in the isur tashbisu in the din tashbisu. But it doesn't really preclude the shem kodeshes, and it doesn't preclude making bittul. So la halacha koint Rabbi Shimon in echanami. There's no dinam about tzorach shivatel. Hamadar tzorach shivatel. Whenever you do the bir chametz. You should do bittul, because it's never too late. You could do it even erev Pesach. You could do it even erev Pesach after Chatzos. That's a pretty wild thing to say. That's what's going on in Rashi. I see Rashi and Davdali and Madalev. Rashi, I don't know what about the Rav Yochanan, but Rashi and Davdali Medalev holds that there's an Isser Bayo, there's an Isser Achili after Chatzos. And there's an Isser Bayo by Motzei after Chatzos. Rashi doesn't say what's with Hano. Rashi is after Chatzos is Bayo by Motzei and there's an Isser Achili. I speak with Megala that there's Bayo by Motze and there's Nisri Achilo. Mashman Rashi, we've talked about this in the past, that Tashbis with Megala, all these three chomets already start from Chatzos. So the Stam of this also starts from Chatzos, according to Rashi. Yeah, I don't know. But a component, maybe that's found in this middle. If it doesn't seem to stick with Rashi, that valid lawyer there. But Pshat and Balamor, it's for sure Pshat. I think it is Pshat and Balamor. Yeah, but again, the Balamor Titus is a little bit of a pella. The Balamor should speak out. If the Balamor holds that it's only an issue that is also Bano. But the Eser Ano over here is only as Tashbisu. It's not enough to be mefkilid in moment, and therefore she's mekudeshes or chayshin lekidushin. Yeah, I'm not sure why it's chayshin in the kedushin. She should be mukadesh as gemura. I don't know. I don't really know the answer to that. Maybe the Yisig Gavra is enough to make it that it's only chayshin in the kedushin. I don't know. Yisig Hefzer has it in the moment, but the Yisig Gavra is enough. Like we saw the same problem. Taisus by trade rabbanim. Taisus by trade rabbanim. It's chayshin in the kedushin. Mishnah mukadesh is gemura. She could get mishnayim. She should be makabel kedushin for somebody else. She'll need to get it from the second guy too. So I also was bothered. Manashach. If a trader rabbanon has the din that it's considered to be a sereno and it's enim kudeshes, whatever the lomdus is called, kan shadai the rabbanon. But what's the pshar over here? A derabbanon is enim chayshin kedushin. She's enim kudeshes b'cha. Rashi is called because called the Makadish that died to their bottom Makadish. Could be a Hefka based in Hefka, but went to other Rishonim. But a component, Rashi is what's called the Makadish that died to their bottom Makadish. So why is the trade Rabbanon any different? So we said it has like Rab Shimon. Wonder Rabbanon, that's mafkir, that's like a kain deraisa, it's a din in the chevtzo, it's an isra no b'chevtzo, that's mafkir, the din moment. And even though it's only a drabbanon de gafko, but called the mekadosh, a dad rabbanon mekadosh. But a trade rabbanon, even with rabbanon, it's only this a gavra, it's not an isra no b'chevtzo, it's not mafkir, the din moment shabbat. So she should be mekodesh gemura. What's the chayshin the kiddushin? I know. There you take a see that even though it's only an isegavra, if that's the lomdus, trade rabbanon is like isegavra. It's not a isano bechefza. It's not machkir the din moment. But chayshin and kedushin it makes. That's not mekudesh is gemur. If somebody else in the kaddish, she needs to get from the other one too. Maybe in the balamor also. It's only as the tashvisu. It's only a siag in hurrying up to be mavar. It's not a it's an obechetsa. It's not mafkir the moment. It doesn't have that din of that it's mafkir kiddushin. But if somebody else is in the kaddish, that's fat enough that she needs a the fact of the maisi. Not allowed to be nender from it is still enough to make it that the kiddushin is somehow pogum. And if somebody else is in the kaddish, she needs a get from him too. So I don't know exactly what's the havana. The question of Baal HaMor, the Ramban's question of Baal HaMor is, if you hold this way already, and you're saying that the Rav is the Shitosoi, and really according to Rav Shimon, it's not really an Issa Nobe Chetzo, and it does not lose the Din Momen, and she's Mekudeshes, or at least Patient the Kiddushin, so why can't you do Bittul? Maybe also could. So then why isn't the Chalik on the Rif? The Rif passed in Sabayit of Sarach Shevatel. The Baal HaMor should be masik in there. Maybe you could say that the Baal HaMor holds that the reason why you can't be mevatel in this Sanoa to be mevatel, it's a maisa bailim. Maybe it has to be in his rishus, not enough to the shilay. It's in his rishus. It has to be in his rishus. And to be in his rishus, he has to be nene b'payil. If he can't be nene b'payil, for whatever reason, even if it is a gavra, but that means his shlitan is limited. Like a gezel, somebody was stolen away from me. There's no din in the chevtza, it's mine in the chevtza, it has a din moment, the chevtza, you know, you can say chevtza as much as you want. I guess that's still mine, 100%. In every the chaps is mine, 100%. But the mice, I can't get it. Police can't find it, I can't get it. So it lacks in being in my sleep. It's not because it's called any vicious. I can't do it in a mice of Baal. So maybe the Baal HaMor holds that when it comes to bittel is a mice of Baalim in the chametz. You want to pile a mice of Baalim in the chametz. So it's enough that I don't have access to it. So that's true. After chatzos, I don't have even shoshish. I don't have access. Chacham made a siag that I'm not allowed to be nene from it. I'm not allowed to eat it. I'm not allowed to. Doesn't matter that it was only a siag in the hashbosa. I should quickly get rid of it. It's not a din in the chevtzu. Who needs a din in the chevtzu? The ma'aseh I can't be nana from it. It's not called in my rishus. So maybe I can't do bittul. But the kiddushin, maybe for kiddushin he held that kiddushin doesn't have to be in my rishus. We saw in the ritva anyway, such a chesim that the ritva holds that for kiddushin doesn't have to be in your rishus. It has to be shavu pruto. It has to have a din momen. So the Baal HaMor holds that this siag the rabbanon is only din in the gavra, but it's not in the sanon the chevtzah. That's not mafkir the din moment. It still has a din moment, and it's still a shomer pruta, and melech is mukudeshes. We had a similar mahalach in the ritva that the ritva learns she's ain't a mukudeshes because it's not a shomer pruta. And why is it that? And why can't you be mevatel for bittul? You don't need a shomer pruta. That's a different reason, because for bittul it has to be in your rishus. So derech say, we'll say in the Baal HaMor, kiddushin is totally in maybe in shavu pruta or in the shaloi. And bittul is totally in just in not being my rishus. Rav holds that an Issa Ano is both. An Issa Ano, Rav holds for the Chomis Erev Pesach is both. It's an Issa Gavra and Issa Chetzah. It's Mamash Osu Bano. According to Rav Shimon, it's only an Issa Gavra, it's not an Issa Chetzah. So for Kiddushin, it'll be Mekudeshes. Because the Maisa, it is a Shomer Puta, it is Shaloi. But as far as Bittul is concerned, for Bittul, you need a Maisa Bano. For Maisa Bano, it has to be in Yerushus. And Issa Gavra is enough to make it that it's not in Yerushus. Maybe in Baal HaMor that would be a possibility. That's why he doesn't reject the Rav Gidl's Rav's member that Habayit Tzorach Shivatel. He can't do Bittul B'Shoshish. That's a Maaseh Baalim. It has to be in your access. But the other member that she's Einim Kodeshes, that's not it. To make it Einim Kodeshes is not enough that it's not in Yerushus. To make it Einim Kodeshes, it has to be that it's not either a Shavah Pruta or it doesn't have a, or it's not Shaloi. You need something more profound. So, and it's a guy, but can't give me that. Anyway, maybe that would be a possibility. This is by another. Or again, the other possibility is that maybe in a chenami, maybe the Baal Mor holds that you could be mevatel b'shoshishes and you could be mevatel after chatzos. And why isn't he masik on the din of a boydik tzorich shivatel? I don't know. Maybe because it's not true. A boydik tzorich shivatel, you do have to do bittel b'shas b'dika. Of course, you could do a b'shas b'ya too. So. But it's not wrong to say Abayik Tzorech Shevatel. The Rif's not wrong that Abayik Tzorech Shevatel. The Rif should have just, the Rif maybe should have said Abayik Tzorech Shevatel, or if not, then B'Shas Abir. Okay, anyway, that's the bottom. Comes along the Ravid. The Ravid says, he agrees to the Baal Mor that we pass like Kibshim. Er Pesach, there's no lav. All there is the essay of Tashbisu. Said the Ravid, but the essay of Tashbisu itself implies an Israchil. But not an Israel, no. Furthermore, he says that from this matter of Tashbitzu, even according to Rav Shimon, this bayu by motze mikoy chayesay shenema by Tashbitzu. So the four isurim that we have: Israchilo, Israhano, and Israchilo, Israhano, and bayu by motze. We'll call that one. So the Rav says Tashbitzu. As a lav, I don't know anything. There's no lav. Because that's the Shimon. If Shimon holds, there's no lav. No laving. There's no lav of achilu. Put it that way. There's no lav of achilu. But there's an iser achilu mikoyach tashbisu. This bayura by motze mikoyach ha'esi shenema by tashbisu. But there's no iser ama. So this exactly, this needs a hezmer. What is this exactly? One of these things is not like the other. Tashbisu Sama implies that you get an Isra Achilu. It implies the Abayu Ami Matzah, but not enough. Isra Achilu already not. Let's change it. If Tashbisu implies all Isra Chamas, then it should imply all Isra Chamas. And if it doesn't imply all Isra Chamas, then Mechatez implies any Isra Chamas. Like the Raibid, like the Baal Amor. The Baal Amor, Tashbisu doesn't imply any Isra Chamas. You could eat it, you could be nana from it. There's no Bayor by Motzi. The Rabbi doesn't say anything about the Baal Amor didn't say anything about Yor by Motzi. The only thing the Baal Amor said is you have to burn it right away because it can't be Mavatul Mitzvah Tashbisu. So you have to quickly, you have to do Tashbisu right away. But the Rabbi says that you have an Isra Achilo, and he said you have Bayor by Motzi. Let's one thing. Let's start with Bayrabi Matze. Why does Tashbisu imply that this Bayrabi Matze? So, like this, Emes says that it's not so partial what the Rabbi means when he says this Bayrabi Matze mikoyach esi shenema Tashbisu. The Ravid himself in the Hasagas and the Rambam, here it's in the Hasagas and the Balamor, but the Ravid himself in the Hasagas and the Rambam, Per Gimel, I think it was Ches, the Balamor said, he understood in the Rambam that this Bayroba Motzif Machatzos, the Magen Mishnah says the Rambam never said it. It's about the Rambam that we talked about the other day, about somebody forgot to do Bittul before Chatzos, and then he was Mevatel after Chatzos, and then he found Chometz. So the Rambam says, he's over by Rabbi Motzi. L'chor is mashma even after Chatzos, over by Rabbi Motzi. The Magen Mishnah says, it can't be in the Rambam, and say for Mitzvah, not mashma that way. And but the Ravid HaKabbalim understood in the Rambam that it's Bayor B'Motzei after Chatzos, and the Ravid is massing on the Rambam, it's Bayor B'Motzei, the Torah says Shiva's Yom. How can it be Bayor B'Motzei after Chatzos? It's interesting about the Rambam passing to Rabbi Yehuda, Erev Pesach. The Ravid is still massing on the Rambam. Even if you're Rabbi Yehuda, the Rabbi thinks that by your Rabbi Motzah, you don't get. You get in Yisrachil, you have the Seichel of Chumas, but not by your Rabbi Motzah. And here we have a Rabbi saying, even Rabbi Shimon, there is by your Rabbi Motzah. It's a steer Rabbi. There's two possibilities. Possibility number one, that it's Taka steer Rabbi. It wouldn't be the first one. Steers and Ravid are mamish, or diamond dozen. The Ravids can do it. Derek the Ravid was that he was very often chayzer. Ravid himself often writes, this is why I wrote him, that I was chayzer than earlier. So it could be it's steer and taka, it's steer and Ravid. There's a Sefer HaMoiris. Perishan from Chachmei Peranz also, I think, who says, who points out this, who he already points out the steer and the rive, and he says, yeah, it's a steer and rive. Others want to say that the rive, when he says over here, by Rabbi Motzi, Mikoya Chayesti, Shanema by Tashbisu, he doesn't mean that it's a marriage by Rabbi Motzi. He means it is a shiur. He means It's not the love of Bar Rabbi Motzei. There's the Bar Rabbi Motzei by him is a synonym for an Issa Shehiyah. There's an Issa Shehiyah Mikoyach Ha'esi Shenema by Tashbis. Tashbis implies you have to be Mashbis to Chometz and not have it around. So if you have it around, you're if you have it around, you're violating Tashbis. Then it's, we already had in Balamor. The Balamor also says that Tashbisu tells me that you're not allowed to be mashin. You have to right away, you have to get rid of the chametz as quickly as possible. But it could be the Ravid is still more than the Balamor. The Balamor is mashma that you have to get rid of the chametz as quickly as possible because otherwise you're mevatel the esse. The Ravid is mashma that it's the equivalent of Balor by Motzi. It's an Isser. But the Isser, if we're going to read the Ravid this way, in order that it shouldn't be a steer to the other Ravid, it's an Isser essay. An Isser essay is not the same thing as a Bittul essay. I can have an essay, I have a mitzvah I have a mitzvah, and every second that I don't do the mitzvah, I'm a vatal the mitzvah. I didn't violate an Isser. Let's say a person has a mitzvah. You have a mitzvah to shakal luluf. The first day of Sukkot, you have a mitzvah. The gvulim, you have to be night to luluf. If I wasn't night to luluf, did I violate an Isser? I didn't violate an Isser. I was mevatel an essay. On the other hand, if you have something, such a thing called an Isser essay, a mashal, an Isser essay means something that's couched as an essay, but it means an Isser. An Isser essay, a mashal, ain't a zavuch. There's a, or better yet, you have, Isser essay, you have if you eat a fish that doesn't have simonim kashrus, so you violate an essay. You violate an essay. Elu sechelu. That doesn't mean there's a mitzvah to go around eating fish. There's no mitzvah to eat kosher fish. As elu techelu means, if you eat non-kosher fish, you violate the isser that was said b'loshen essay. It's not a lav, it's an essay, but it's an isser essay. So the Ravid, since he calls it Bariol Baimotzi, so either he means Bariol Baimotzi literally, the Tashbis is Megali and Bariol Baimotzi literally, and then it's not like the Ravid in Hukhus Chametz Matzah. Or if you want to be Miyasher, the Ravid, that it shouldn't be a steer in the two Ravids. And the Ravid will mean that you violate an Isser essay. Tashbisu is an Isser essay of Shehiyah. The when the Torah says be Mashbis the Chametz, it implies not only you have to do the Maisash Basa, but it implies also, or maybe even only. I'm not sure if it's an also or an only. It implies an iser to have chametz that I wasn't mashbis. Your Chaim and Sefer says that according to Rabbi Yehuda, chashbos is b'sreifa. It's a mitzvah to say. It's a kum v'asei. The Chaim says in Sefer that the chachamim who say no me'af mefar v'zer l'ruach, the chaluk not only in how to do hashbosa, but the chaluk in the nature of hashbosa, that they hold hashbosa is not a mitzvah kum v'asei, but it's an iser essay. Maybe the Ravid also means, I'm not sure, then the Ravid, that's, I'm saying now that's what the Ravid means, that it's an Isser essay. Maybe he means it's only an Isser essay, that the Chacham don't hold from a mitzvah's essay at all in Tashbisul. Maybe the Ravid means it's both. Maybe there is a mitzvah b'kum v'essay, but besides the mitzvah b'kum v'essay, there's also an Isser essay. The lunch of the Ravid is, back, yesh, by Yerob HaYimotzi, yesh be mikoyecha essay shenemer mi Tashbisul. What's mikoyecha essay? It's by Yerob HaYimotzi. So, say that first Malach and Raiva, then he means literally Bali Rabbi Motzei. What he means is, what does he mean, Mekoyach HaEsei? That the Esei is Megala. Without Tashbisu, it says Shivas Yomim by Bali Rabbi Motzei. Where did Erev Pesach come from? But since it says Tashbisu, right from Erev Pesach, it's Megala this Bali Rabbi Motzei after Chatzis. According to the second reading of the Raiva, that when he says Mekoyach HaEsei, he means not just the Esei is Megala. There really is no lav of Bali Rabbi Motzei. There's the equivalent, there's an Isser Shehiyah, but the Isser Shehiyah is Mikoyach HaEsei rather than being an independent lav. If we learn the first way in the Ravid, if we learn the first way in the Ravid, that the Ravid means literally Bali Rabbi Motzei, that Tashbisus Megalil is Bariob Emotse. So then Yeshlanu Lishol. Why is Tashbisus Megalil there is Bariob Emotse, but it's not Megalil in the Sirhano? If Tashbisus could be Megalil, other Yisurim, the other Yisurim Chamas kick in, so and it's Megalil is Bariob Emotse. So why is it Megalil in the Sirhano? That didn't say Pashut. Because Tashbisu has a special relationship with Bali Rabbi Motzei. Bali Rabbi Motzei is the lav of Shehiyah. You're not allowed to be Mashu Chometz. Tashbisu is the essay of not being Mashu Chometz. Yishani is a lesson that Shehiyah is the essay of Eloisusay. Yishani says, Achilles Chometz is the essay of Eloisusay. Because it says you have to, Shiva Shalom Tarek Lamasa, that's the essay. Doesn't mean you have to eat matzah all the time, but it means that you're not allowed to eat chametz, so it's an essay, and there's a lav of l'sechel chametz, or there's a lav of achila. And she is also the essay of l'sechel chametz, Yishami. Tashbisu is the essay, and Bayom Ematz is the l'sechel. But Tashbisu has a special connection to Bayom Ematz. It's the positive of which the negative, is the positive charge of which the negative charge is Bayom Ematz. You have the more inside of K, mostly showing them have the, at least the rational tastes have the gifts inside of K, that Tashbisu is monatic by Yom HaMotzei. So that could be already that Tashbisu is a Gilui special, if we'll read the Ravid literally, that this Mamish by Yom HaMotzei. So Tashbisu is Megala that this Taka by Yom HaMotzei. Why is Tashbisu Megala by Yom HaMotzei, not Megala in this Rano? Tashbisu is not Megala in anything, except by Yom HaMotzei. Because Tashbisu is the nituk of Bayom HaMotzei. This is a good time to mention that to remind you of the Tosfos Rosh and Abdallah Amud Beis. When And Abai wanted to say that Yom Rishon can't be Tesvov, because how could Yom Rishon be the same time as Bar Yochai? Rashi in the Gemara, that Abai was saying, you can't, the Yom Rishon can't mean by night, because by night it says Shivas Yom Bar Yochai Motzi. How can you have Tashbisu in this manner Bar Yochai Motzi? So Rashi means Mamas is still. You can't have Tashbisu in this manner Bar Yochai Motzi, because how could it be every second you're over Bar Yochai Motzi? So Taisa says he doesn't think that that's true, because Tashbisu is always in this manner Bar Yochai Motzi. Tashbisu is after Chatzos, and after Chatzos is already this manner Isser. And Taisa also is more mafush. Taisa Ross says, of course Tashbisu is after this manner Isser. Tashbisu is the nituk of the Isser. The miss of Tashbisu is that is before you're over by Rabbi Motze, there is no Tashbisu. Tashbisu, the whole Tashbisu is to be menatik the lava by Rabbi Motze. Lefi the Taisa Ross, could be that that's Lechai Pshat and Taisa there also, after you see the Taisa Ross. But Taisa Ross is more mafurish. Lefi the Taisa Ross, it's mukhuch that is Bar Yochai Motzei after Chatzos. Because the whole Tashbisu, according to Taisa Rosh, is only to be menatik the lav. The Taisus is beferish. The mitzvah, you're supposed to get rid of your chametz before you ever Bar Yochai Motzei. That's not Tashbisu. Tashbisu is the essay that's menatik the lav after you did the lav. So if the Tashbisu after Chatzos, then there must be a lav Bar Yochai Motzei after Chatzos. Otherwise, what's Tashbisu doing? You can't have a nituk before you have the lav. So it's not if we're being Masada or Lashitas over here, we're going through the Balmor, the Raivid, the Ramban, which you saw him and after Chatzais, according to Reb Shimon. Isis clearly is going to hold that there's Bar Yochai Motzei after Chatzais. Isis Achilo, we'll see. There's a Tyson Chav Chesim and Base, but Tyson also Ben Achilo will come to. But a component Bar Yochai Motzei, I think, is open and shut. Isis holds that Tashbisu is Be'etzim, and you took a Bar Yochai Motzei. So it could be that that's probably right too. That this Bar Yochai Motzei means Koyach Esi the Tashbisu. He means the Tashbisu is to be menatik the lav. So what is Bar Yochai Motzei? It's the yin and the yang of Bar Yochai Motzei. So that goes together. But again, then it's a steer to the Raivet in Milchus Chametz Umatzah. The alternative is to say the Raivet didn't mean that literally Bar Yochai Motzei. Bar Yochai Motzei is only by night. He meant that there's an Isra Shiyah, because Tashbisu is an Isra Seh. And there from Chaim's what the Tashbisu is an Isra Seh, at least according to the Chacham of Rabbi. Go on a little bit further because I want to be masculine. Okay, so comes out of Ravid. Tashbisu is not Megala and Isur Chometz in general. It's Megala by Yobay Motze. Again, we have two talk about either it's Megala by Yobay Motze or is itself an Isur Shehiyah equivalent to by Yobay Motze, but only as an Isur Essay, not as a La. But it's certainly not Megala in all Isur Chometz because it's not Megala in Isur Noh. No, Tashbisu is not Megala in Isur Noh. Obviously, it's not a generic, global Megala on Isur Chometz. Nonetheless, the Ravid holds it is also Bechila. Midrash. Where does Echil come from? If Tashbisu is Megala, she Megala in Israel, no. And if Tashbisu is not Megala, so Mechatesis is Megala in Israel. So we have two Chaverim to the Ravid, who also hold that Tashbisu is Megala in Israel, but not in Israel. The one is Taisus and Chokhes and Beis. The top places. Let's just discuss the topic. If you have Shimon, is there an Isra Achila Erev Pesach? So Pesach says, near the Reb Shimon, Nehida in Oivrola Belav, the Chomis Lufnei Zmana, the top places in Chofes and the base, Moidu, the Osir Bi Achila Mishay Shoyis Ulamayla. Which is right from Gemara. Right, the right from the world we'll leave. But where does he get it from, Reb Shimon? So the place is near the nafkali mitashbisu umiyacholok umash mitashbisu shaloi b'derech hanod dahinu achilu. Avalasi ketachat tashilu mutu Reb Shimon. Tais says the lashon of hashbosa is mashmash loyal de'achila. It doesn't preclude hano lasika tachas tavshila. That's not mashmash the lashon of tashbisu, but the lashon of tashbisu is mashmash loyal de'achila. That's a clear why. That's not how tashbisu means to get rid of, and achila is the opposite of getting rid of. Achila is the ultimate utilization of. It's not called, Emes Nisa has betoises. But you can't, eating something can't be called a hashbasa. The Ramban, here in the Mechamas, the first line, I said, take just a look for the first line of the Mechamas. Ramban in the Mechamas says, Omer HaKosu, Ein Zenochi. There's nothing in this. All the things in Torah that need hashbasa are also bechim. Now, what does Ramban mean? Does he mean mitzad the lashon of hashbasa? All things in Torah that are said the lashon hashbasa. All these surah Torah that I said, b'losh nashbasa, are also b'achila. How many things in Torah are said, b'losh nashbasa? I only know one. Tashbisu somi v'techem. There's no other issur Torah that said, b'losh nashbasa. What does Ramban mean? Ein lecha davar b'Torah shetzarech hashbasa mutar b'achila. There's no such thing. Everything in Torah that said, b'losh nashbasa, is also b'achila. What's he talking about? This is the one, and Azan Adonim. The Ramban doesn't mean the lashon of hashbasa. The Ramban means everything in Torah that needs to be destroyed is also b'achila. Arlo, Kili HaKerem, all those things with the Torah is in the midst, you have to destroy them. They're all also b'achila. Now, Emes, on the one hand, I think there's a Gemara. The Gemara says in Kiddushim, Davnunam and Beis, that how do you take a know that Arlo is also Bahana? The Gemara says, because the Torah is Mechayivit B'Sreifa, Tukadesh. The Torah says that Arlo is B'Sreifa. So from the fact that it's B'Sreifa, I know that it's also Bahana. So, on the one hand, Taka tells me, sounds like they're Ramban. If the Torah says you have to be Mashbasid, that implies that the Torah is telling me that it's forbidden. So it's like a riot of the Ramban. The problem is like too much of a good thing. There it says in Issehano. From the fact that you have to be serif Arlo, the Gemara learns out in Issehano and Arlo. The Ramban learns that on Chomets there's no Issehano. It's only also Ba'achila because Ein Lechadova B'Torah Shetoyin Hashbosu B'Mutter Ba'achila. But it doesn't mean that the Ramban does not say. For that the Ramban does not have rule. Ein Lechadova B'Torah Shetoyach Hashbosu B'Mutter Ba'achila. Not true. You can have a chiv hashbosa and it's mutabana. But achila ready not. I don't know. The analog that I know about this is by where it says strafa, and the Gemara says when it says strafa, it implies in the sana. So if this is a similar thing, so then it should be also banot too. The chayra yathi mechalik between strafa and hashbosa and b'chol dava. Only needs strafa. So the Gemara says, Sreifa means you can't give it to your behemoth, or you can't do anything else with it, only Sreifa. That applies in the Sano. If we want to buy no, give it to your behemoth. Here, Rabbi Huda requires Sreifa. I mean, Rabbi Huda requires Sreifa. Rabbi Huda holds his tak in the Sechil and the Sano. But the Chacham holds there's no Chiyu Sreifa. So if there's no Chiyu Sreifa, it's only Ashbosasa B'Chaldavar, so that doesn't necessarily imply in the Sano. Ashbosasa B'Chaldavar, give it to your behemoth. The man feels, but it has to imply something. You see, it's still from the Gemara Kiddushin, when the Torah says to destroy something, there's an implication that it's also. You have to destroy it because it's also, not stam. It's mutter, but destroy it anyway. The fact that you have to destroy it implies a certain level of Issa. So, straif implies a level of Issa total, because we have to, straif is means to the preclusion of any hano. Here, there's some of the power of Zerul Ruach, maybe give it to Behemoth too. But it must be something about it that's also otherwise Torah wouldn't tell you to be mashmisid b'chal. So what's the minimum is achila? The primary is sir achila. So we the minimum that we can deduce is that there's an isra achila. Hakapanim, we have two pshatim. Where does it say in tashbisu and isra achila? But not in isra no. Taisu says it's from the lashon of tashbisu. The Ramban is not from the lashon of tashbisu. It's from the idea of tashbisu. A mitzvah to destroy something implies that it has to be osur, at least to the level of isra achila. Not to the total level in Israel. No, that's only by Chiyuv Yisrael. But at least it implies that there's a certain Israel. The Ravid, which one? What about the Ravid? The Ravid also says Tashbisu is mashman Israel Chiyuv. But he doesn't say, we don't know how it's mashman. That way. That's so clear. Maybe it means like places. It's have the Loshon of Hashbasa. That's so posh. The Ravid began, he says that, how do you know Tashbisu? How do you know this Hashbasa Erev Pesach? From Achbiyah Merishoin. Or from Lishishkat Alchamas Dam Zifri. Lishishkat Alchamas Dam Zifri was not said B'Loshon and Hashbasa. If you're going like places that were building on the Loshon of Hashbasa, so if you learn that from Lishishkat, you don't have that. If you go like the Ramban, that it's not from the Loshon of Hashbasa, but it's from the idea of Hashbasa, so then that's not a barrier. So maybe another possibility. How does the Ravid know this in Nisra Achila? Because the Ravid holds this Nisra by Rabbi Motzeh. I don't know what the Ramban holds about by Rabbi Motzeh. The Ravid holds, let's say we'll take the Ravid literally. This Nisra by Rabbi Motzeh. Tashbisu implies, Tashbisu is a Nitak of the lap. It implies that this is by Rabbi Motzeh. So now we saw the Ravid at the beginning of the parak that the by Rabbi Motzeh was the Torah acid by Rabbi Motzeh because of Achila. It's the lashon of the Torah. The Ran says the Torah was machmer by Rabbi Motzi because there's an issur karas on the achil. So the achil was so chomer, the Torah was machmer by Rabbi Motzi. Maybe just from that, if Tashbisu is megalis by Rabbi Motzi, and by Rabbi Motzi is because it's the Torah asked by Rabbi Motzi because of the chomer of achila. So Tashbisu implies an Isra Achila. But Isra no, not necessarily. Isra no, you have to have it. Isra no, not necessarily. The Torah said, by Rabbi Motzi, for the Chaymer of Achila, Achila is Bekaris. I know it's not Bekaris. I know it has to say. It doesn't say. Basically, it doesn't say. Okay, we're going to stop here. I'm just going to mention in closing, we're not going to do it aside, just to know. So far, we've seen Rishonim. We have the Balamor who says that there's nothing. There's Tashbisu. You have to burn it as quickly as possible. Taka. Not only is there a Matim Mitzmash, but every second you Mavatl Tashbisu. But there's no Isra Achila. There's no Isra Anot. There's no Isra Bar Yobai. And it's Mashman in Balamor. There's no Isra Bar Yobai Moser. There's no Isra Shehil. There's an essay to be Mashit, and you Mavatl essay every second. But there's nothing else. We drop bon and it's also Bachilu Bahano, and we said this is a Gavra Sadanis and the Ches. We have the Ravid. The Ravid says that there is an Israchila, Tashbisu's Mashman Israchila. That's a clear in the Ravid. Why? Maybe like Pesis, because the Loshan of Hashbosu Mashman that way. Maybe like the Ramban, the Indian of Hashbosu's Mashman that way. Maybe it's another possibility. Maybe it's inferred from Bar Yobai Motze. But at the point of the Ravid holds there is an Israchila, but there's no Israel Noah. The Ravid's Mosef that there's also Bar Yobai Motze Mikoya Chayase. Get steer to the Ravid and Hilchas Chametz and Matzah. So we have two pshatim in Ravid that he means that it's taka steer. But in Echanami, here he holds the Tashbisu is Megala, this Bar Yobai Motzi Mamish. Presumably because Tashbisu is the Nituk for Bar Yobai Motzi. I'll dare to taste the Russian Dabdala. Or the Ravid agrees that there's no Bar Yobai. The Ravid agrees to the Baal Mor that there's no Bar Yobai Motzi, literally. He just means there's an Isser essay of Shehiyah more than the Baal Mor. The Baal Mor said, you have to be every second you Mavatal essay. And the Ravid knows more than that. There's an Isser Shehiyah. What he calls Bar Yobai Motzi doesn't mean literally the lava of Bar Yobai Motzi, but there's the Isser of Bar Yobai Motzi, the Isser of Shehiyah, Mikayach Tashbisu, which makes an Isser essay. That's the Ravid. So you have by Yobai Matzah, either literally or on the level of Isra Essay, and you have an Isra Achila, you don't have an Isra Hanah. The Ramban, it's also that Tashbisu implies an Isra Achila, because but there's no implication of an Isra Hanah. And by Rabbi Moshe, I don't know if they're in my home. I don't remember. Does he talk about it at all? I'm not sure if he even talks about it. I don't remember for sure. So but, and then we have a Taisus HaRosh who says that there's a person that Dalin themselves are mashman that way, but it's more of a fruition Taisus HaRosh. That Tashbisu is a nitik for Bar Yorba Imotze. So about if there's Tashbisu, there must be Bar Yorba Imotze. And as far as Achila and Anos is concerned, so we have Tashbisu and Chavches, that Tashbisu implies an Isra Achila because, not an Isra Achila, but it's not called, Lefi Tashbisu is not an Isra Achila, but you have to do Tashbisu, and Tashbisu is not Bederach Hashbosa. It's not Bederach Achila. It's not called Tashbisu if you did Achila. Because Hashbosa means not Ali Deyachilo. So if you did Achilo coin to Rabbanim, a vatal mitzvah of Tashbisu. But there's no Isser Hano. And finally, to note, the idea that the Ran here in Chidush Aran, we talked about this way back in Utah Beis, the Ran in Chidush Aran by us says that he thinks that there's an Isser Tashbisu implies even in Isser Hano. Where does Tashbisu imply in Isser Hano? So the Ran says, Psagan Samaisa. He says, because Tashbisu means bitl. It goes like Rashi, Tashbisu means bittul. And bittul, he says, and something that's mutter bahano, it's not shayach to be mevatel. Because bittul means ka'afa da'ara. How could it be ka'afa? How can I say that it's ka'afa da'ara if it's mutter bahano? So answers up. This we talked about more in that base when we're talking about the nature of bittul according to the Ram. Just reminding you. But it's a whole new machshava that we learn ad nisr hano from Tashbisu. Not in the regular rules that we've been talking about up till now. But since Tashbisu means bittul, it goes together with the rather probably of a scheme of title of Das Torah. There has to be some Das Torah over here that the Torah said that it's worthless, and then you're also saying that it's worthless. But if it's mutter b'hano, then it's not worthless, so how could you be mevatel? Okay, that's it. Mr. Shem, I want to start tomorrow the story of the sugya. I want to, not to start, I want to do tomorrow the sugya of Apashi Ifsha. And then we'll go on, and Mitzvah Shem, I hope tomorrow to do the whole Sugya of Apashi Ifsha. And then we'll go on to the next Sugya. Okay.
Thank you, Rebbe.
Thank you, Rebbe.
Thank you, Rebbe.
All tov.
Rebbe?
Yeah.
In the second chelik of the Ravid, like the last third of the Ravid,